Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence. You know, that feeling when you have a ton of stuff to do, but your couch just looks so inviting? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving headfirst into procrastination, that sneaky beast that loves to sabotage our goals and steal our precious time. But don't worry, because we're not just here to whine about it. We're going to equip you with the tools to conquer this procrastination monster once and for all. Think of this episode as your personal guide to unlocking inner power and crushing those tasks that seem insurmountable. We'll unpack some key strategies, sprinkle in some relatable anecdotes, and leave you feeling empowered to take control of your time and productivity. Because let's face it, life is too short to be ruled by the tyranny of, I'll do it later. So, how do we become masters of our own time instead of slaves to procrastination? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you break free from those pesky habits. 1. Identify your procrastination triggers. Ever notice certain tasks or situations trigger your urge to procrastinate? Maybe it's complex projects, public speaking, or even cleaning the bathroom. Recognizing these triggers is the first step towards overcoming them. Keep a journal for a week and jot down what you procrastinate on, when you do it, and how you feel before, during, and after. This will help you understand your procrastination patterns and find targeted solutions. 2. Break down big tasks. We've all been there, staring at a daunting to-do list, feeling overwhelmed and paralyzed by the sheer size of the task. But guess what? You don't have to tackle it all at once. Break down those big projects into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like baking a cake. You wouldn't just throw all the ingredients together at once, right? Each ingredient has its own purpose and timing. Similarly, break your tasks into smaller steps, focusing on one thing at a time. This makes them less intimidating and easier to tackle. 3. Create a dedicated workspace. You know that feeling when you're trying to work from home, but the TV is calling your name or the laundry piles up? Creating a designated workspace can help minimize distractions and boost your focus. This doesn't have to be a fancy office. It could simply be a corner of your room where you set up your computer, books, and other essential tools. Make it a space that signals work mode to your brain. 4. Embrace the Pomodoro technique. Ever heard of the Pomodoro technique? It's a simple yet effective time management method that involves working in focused bursts of 25 minutes. Followed by short breaks of 5 minutes. After 4 Pomodoros, take a longer break of 15 to 20 minutes. This structured approach helps maintain focus and prevent burnout. 5. Reward yourself. Let's be honest. Sometimes the best motivator is a little self-indulgence. When you accomplish a task, reward yourself with something you enjoy, a cup of your favorite coffee, a quick walk outside, or even just a few minutes to scroll through social media. This positive reinforcement can help build momentum and keep you motivated. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've got that big presentation coming up next week, and instead of stressing about it and pushing it aside, you break down the task into manageable steps. You schedule specific times to research, create slides, and practice your delivery. You even set up a dedicated workspace free from distractions. And guess what? By following these strategies, you not only complete the presentation on time but also feel a sense of accomplishment and confidence. That's the power of overcoming procrastination. Remember, conquering procrastination isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Start small, be kind to yourself, and celebrate your victories along the way. Because when you master this habit, you unlock a whole new level of productivity, focus, and self-belief. Ready to take action? Share your biggest procrastination struggle in the comments below. Let's learn from each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Confidence for more daily doses of motivation and wisdom. Until next time, keep striving for that inner power and calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.